Wondering if you should stay in Illinois or move out of state? Get your copy of Scott Tucker's book, Escape Illinois, Should I Stay or Should I Go? Get your complimentary copy at retirementdakota.com.
Investment advisory services are made available through AE Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
All right, trays of cookies and tins of assorted popcorn. You know, there's you've just been eating. I feel like my stomach precedes me now into a room because of the holiday season. You know, but there's no way around, you know, enjoying some good food around the holidays. So it could start to become a problem. And, you know, every pound in December can turn 10 pounds in a decade. So I feel like I've gained a bunch of pounds. Well, Dr. Ian Smith, he's a best-selling author. He's here in studio. His latest is The Last 15. I'm holding it in my hand. His Ash Kane book series is also out there. And here he is, Dr. Ian. How are you, buddy?
It's good to see you. I'm great. I'm happy. I've had a great holiday season. It's not over yet. New Year's is the conclusion.
Yes.
But everything's great. The weather's been wonderful here. Even
it's been
today.
Crazy. I know. I love yesterday it. Was like 50 degrees yesterday.
Beautiful.
After the snowstorm, I figured.
That's right.
We haven't had, I was told, like in 20 years, I think there was only four white Christmases.
Yeah.
Son, I mean, of a bummer.
We keep saying that there's going to be a white Christmas, but, you know, people don't want to believe global warming, but, I mean, there's a reason why we're not having these huge storms and having these big white Christmases. But it's beautiful. It's different for us. I swear, and I don't, you know, I'm not a Tom Skilling, but I think that every year it's getting warmer and warmer during the winter, and the winters are shorter. I just feel that. Now, maybe it's just my, you know.
Yeah, a little bit of that, too. Yeah. And I also feel like between Thanksgiving and Christmas, we just blew through it.
Yeah,
yeah.
Right? It's gone. So anyway, so no, life is good. I'm happy. And I'm excited to help people. You know, this is our time of the year where, you know, I'm trying to help people transform. And I'm excited about my new book, The Last 15, because it's working really well for people on Facebook who got an early copy of it. But it's also very doable and very accessible, and the results are just great.
The intermittent fasting thing that you did some years ago is why I lost. I mean, I posted something yesterday, or we did, for Instagram about start your day with me today from 6 to 10 and then end your day with me. I'm back later tonight.
Okay.
So it's 8 hours a day of all
bookends,
day. I think it's
bookends.
Too much for anybody. Yeah. But I looked at the two pictures, and the one was taken, was professionally done here by the radio station, and it's after I lost weight. And the nighttime one was done at GNTV 7 years ago, and I got a big face, you know. But it is all about how you eat. But, you know, right now is the time of year, and maybe after New Year's, that everyone's got these New Year's resolutions. And, you know, part of it is I'm going to go to the gym. I'm going to eat better. Dry January. I might do dry, by the way. I might do dry January 5th.
Okay.
It's one day.
That's something.
Yeah, it's something.
Right.
But, like, people get into this habit of going and working out and eating better, but then within a few weeks, it's done. Like, I don't want to go to the gym the first few weeks of January. I don't even know who these people are.
That's why I say I'm not really into New Year's resolutions. I'm into year commitments.
Yeah.
Right? I think that people should make two or three real changes in their lives and commit to it for the entire year. And that way you don't have the pressure of trying to do too much too early. The big reason why a lot of people actually fall off the wagon so early in the new year is they're trying to do too much.
Yeah.
So they're trying to achieve these, you know, draconian goals that are just too hard to achieve. They have to sacrifice and go to the extremes. So what I tell people is, hey, let's make a year-long commitment. If it's weight loss, if it's going to the gym more consistently, and then let's go slowly into it. And I think that's really critical for people. And so I'm always excited. I always bring the new year in, you know, with gusto, because my perspective is it's a clean slate. It's a brand new year. Let's do something different and big and bold. And so I'm hoping that other people have that same kind of feeling. And you got to be optimistic about it.
Motivation is really the key, because I think a lot of people do this very slipshod. They're like, you know what? I'm going to start going to the gym next week, but there's no real commitment to it. And as you said, it's almost like you have to plan for it. Like, you have to be committed. You have to be motivated to do it from day one, and you got to stick with it.
So it's, you know, I believe everyone can find motivation. I call them motivational engines. For some, they're buried deeper within their bodies than others, but only you can really chart the path to that motivational engine. I mean, I've always believed there's a difference between motivation and inspiration. I can inspire others to do better, to do things differently, but you have to find your own motivation. And so with The Last 15, what I'm trying to do with this book, it's a 7-week plan to get people to either break through their plateaus, which everyone hits in a weight loss journey. Mm-hmm. And by the way, it's a good sign, by the way. Plateaus are a good sign. It's your body fighting back, saying, you've tricked me all this time, And now I'm not going to let you trick me and keep taking weight away from me. But also the key is that people have to be patient, and they have to have a real plan. And so people say, well, this a diet. It's not a diet, Dave. It's an eating strategy. Every week there's a different theme. There's a metabolic reset. There's a week about increasing your protein, right? Stuff like that. So I think that people really have to be patient, set these long-term goals, and then be consistent.
Talking to Dr. Ian Smith, and we'll talk about a little bit more about the new book, The Last 15. There's great recipes in here too. His new book is called The Last 15. Okay, talk to us a little bit about what this offers. First of all, you always do test runs on social media, and so that people can come along for the ride. Not only before the book is released, but you also allow people to join in as you go. But it's a complete 7-week metabolic reset built for men and women at any age, right?
At any age. Let's start off with that. So my Facebook group is called The Last 15 Group. Use the numbers 1 to 5. The Last 15 Group. Join the group. We're doing it together. We have Zoom sessions. We'll probably have one tonight. And I give advice throughout to help people get through the last 15. So what's interesting is that people look at plateaus, Dave, as a negative thing. And let me take you a step back. The body's natural state is to want to hold on to energy.
Yeah.
Okay. The body stores energy in the form of fat. So when you eat excess calories and you don't burn them off, your body has to do something, right? Energy can either be created nor destroyed.
And what's it typically do with that? It
goes right into fat.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
Right.
So your fat is your energy. Think about bears. When bears are going to hibernate for the winter because they can't get as much food, they gorge
right
during the summer, and they get really, really big and increase their fat ratio.
Right.
And they eat through that fat during the winter. Okay, so the body's natural state is not to want to burn energy. The body be happy sitting on the couch, watching TV, gaining weight. Okay, so when you hit a plateau, you are angering your body because that means you have lost weight and you're making the body get rid of energy, get rid of energy. Your body doesn't want to do that. So finally, your body figures it out and says, aha, I know what you're doing. I'm now going to fight back. That is what a plateau is. You stop losing weight because your body's working against you. Now, the question becomes, how do you break through that plateau? And so with the last 15, I'm teaching people how to reset their metabolism, how to increase their protein, how to do what's called carb cycling. Cycle through carbs, so you're kind of using different types of energy because carbs are the number one fuel source.
I know you never cut anything out. It's just you change portions or change what goes into them, but you never take anything out. So you're not like not enjoying your life. You're just doing it differently.
Strategic eating.
Yeah.
Right. And so this is not a diet. It's a meal plan. But the way the foods are mixed, I give you all these different options for breakfast, for lunch, for dinner. The way the nutrients and foods are combined, it works to help you break through that plateau or, by the way, lose the last 15. The reason why it's called the last 15 is because the last 15 pounds are the hardest
stubborn
to lose.
Yeah.
But the reason why they're so stubborn is because when you've been losing weight, to my earlier analogy, when you've been losing weight, your body says, oh my goodness, I'm losing all this energy. And so these last 15 pounds, I got to hold on to what I have. And so your body is stopping you from doing that, number one. And here's the other part of it. When you are losing weight over a period of time, you also say to your body's smaller. So your metabolism changes.
Very true.
Right? Mm-hmm. And so you need to reduce your calories even more now that you're smaller to maintain that what's called calorie deficit. That means that calories less, the calories going out are more than the calories going in. That's a deficit. So here's the key. It's about energy and metabolism. And the last 15 changes it so that you're eating plenty of food. Someone said to me on Instagram and Facebook the other day, do I have to eat everything? There's so much food on this day. No, you don't.
No,
right? But that's a good question. I'd rather have someone say, do I have to eat everything versus I need more food? So you never go hungry on this plan. And I think that people like the idea that it's a transitional kind of program to help you slowly but surely and sustainably get the weight off.
And so these weekly meal plans have portion guides, but you don't have to eat the entire portion of these things, as you said. But there's like 50 recipes in here. And you do that with all your books so that it's not, you don't really have to do a lot of work except follow the plan. So talk about some of the recipes that are in here.
Well, these recipes have a theme. First of all, few ingredients, 35 minutes or less, very affordable and accessible, and the most novice of cooks can actually make these recipes. One of my favorites is the salmon, the grilled salmon with diced roasted sweet potatoes, and asparagus, okay, roasted asparagus. Simple, elegant, but lots of fiber. You get your protein, you get your omega-3s, and so you feel full. My goodness, it's a full meal, but it's strategic, right? Each of those components has nutrients that will make you feel full longer, whether it's with the protein or the fiber.
Well, a lot of this has two servings, too, so you can package it up and have it for lunch tomorrow or the next day or dinner, whatever, but Asian salmon salad, chicken fajita bowl, you get a chicken pesto flatbread, so you've got some wraps in there. I mean, so you're not giving up.
No, you're not giving up anything extra. And, you know, I'm glad you mentioned that point about the number of servings. One of the biggest strategies that people can employ to lose weight is when you cook extra. Like in my house, my favorite time is not the actual meal. It's the next.
Leftovers.
I'm a leftover king.
Yeah, me too. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Last night, the first thing I did before we went to sleep, right after dinner, literally, my wife's like, "What are you doing?" I was packing up the leftovers to put them in containers into the refrigerator because it's quick grab and go and you're in control. And I think that people should, when you make these nice recipes, make a little extra.
Yeah.
It's lunch the next day or the next couple of days, and it becomes more economical too.
I said we had prime rib last night. It's going to go into some sandwiches today. Sandwiches for the kids, salad for dad.
Yeah.
Right?
But salad with some protein on top of it.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
Protein at every meal, by the way. This is my message to people. Every meal you should have some form of protein, whether it's animal or non-animal, and you have to lift weights. Increasing your muscle mass is going to increase your metabolism. It's going to increase the amount of calories you burn and increase your weight loss.
The last 15 say goodbye to those most stubborn pounds, says the new book. All right, so Ash Kane, I want you to talk a little bit about Ash Kane because you're always working on the next book and there's some other things you want to develop out of that as well. But what's the latest Ash Kane mystery novel?
Yeah, so the most recent one is called Beyond Midnight and it's based on a story I created, but it's actually very similar to reality as Chicago. It's about a corrupt alderman. People may recognize some similarities to one of the aldermen, right? But yeah, so it's Beyond Midnight. It's fun. This is a Chicago-based private investigator series, so all Chicagoans, you would love and have fun. You'll recognize our restaurants, our streets.
At the start of the customs. Show is Chicago, really.
Yes.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Chicago is really the star. So I'm working on book number 6. Beyond Midnight is book 5. It's fun. You know, I was going in one direction with book number 6. Then something happened the other day. Mm-hmm. I don't want to say what it is. Okay. In Chicago. And I was like, maybe I should pivot because this is maybe too good to pass up.
Oh, okay.
I've read something.
You get ideas from real stories. You do. I mean, when you're.
I read something in the Sun Times.
Yeah.
I'll say vaguely what it was, where a very well known lawyer in Chicago was involved in some shady real estate deals.
What?
Yeah, right. Surprise. Yeah. But here's the key. But the city continues to do business with this person.
Hmm. That doesn't surprise me either.
Right?
Yeah.
So I want to create a story saying, what's really going on?
I like that.
Why is this?
Yeah.
Why is the city, knowing that this guy has a reputation, who's pulling the strings?
Yeah.
And I think that's what people like to get behind that wall, you know? So
I get you.
I may go that way.
What's your big hope for 2026?
I really hope that people in this country appreciate that differences are a beautiful thing and they are the texture of life. And that we have such a limited time on earth, all of us. I don't care how rich you are, how powerful you are. It doesn't matter what you have or don't have. You have a limited time. And the idea is, I want you, Dave Plyer, and strangers I don't know, to have the best existence you can for however many years you have. Let's say you're lucky you have 90 years, let's say.
Mm-hmm.
For your 90 years, which is, by the way, a blip in the history of the world, right?
True.
It's just a dot.
Yeah.
I want your 90 years to be as best as they can. And I think if people were more generous of that spirit, saying we share the world, we share the country, we're just temporary custodians, it's going to be here after we leave, better hopefully for our kids and grandkids. I just hope that we as Americans kind of get to that mental space where we say, hey guys, let's celebrate the similarities we have and our differences in a positive way, and let's have fun. We don't know how long we have.
That's very true.
Right? I just read this actor, Pat Flynn or Pat Finn, whatever his name is.
Yeah, just passed away 60 years old.
Passed at 60.
Yeah.
Right? There are people dropping at 50, 54. Yeah. Rob Reiner, unfortunately. You just don't know. So my hope for 2026 is that people become more generous of spirit and more kind to each other.
Dr. Ian Smith, the new book, love it, by the way, The Last 15. And where can people find you?
Instagram at Dr. Ian Smith. Spell the doctor out, I-A-N Smith. The Last 15 group, use the numbers 1-5 on Facebook. And my website is drianismith.com. Spell the doctor out.
Have a happy new year. Let's do a cocktail soon.
Love seeing you.
Please.
Thank you, man.
All right, thank you. All right, top stories from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom are next.